Okay, let's start. We are in the middle of the Hakadamah of the Masechta Yesharim. We are discussing the concept that he's being Mechadish here, which is that trying to teach us that there's a Chiddush. The biggest challenge is when we know everything already. That's the challenge. The challenge is, the challenge is when we try to do something with no chidushim, with nothing fresh, with nothing new, and that doesn't interest people. And therefore, he has to find a way to make chidushim over here. Okay, now it's in the paragraph called Vesira. He says Vesira in the Hagdama. Vesira, you should notice. If you look around in the world, people do use their brain to try to get down to the bottom of things and to define things in very, very critical and analytical ways. According to his desire and his nature. In the sciences, and others, some do it in the in engineering type of things, and some for malacha like farming, and other ones go into Torah learning, and they use it to analyze Torah in Pilpulei Halachos, and some in Midrashim and Dinim. But there are very few that use their analytical skills on areas of Avodas Hashem, such as Ava, Yira, Dveikus, and Shachelke Achasidus. Now, it sounds like that Ava and Yira, Dveikus, whatever. He's saying here, Ava, Yira, and Dveikus specifically. Keep asking me the Rambam volume Aleph, Sefer Mitzvahs, Mishneh Torah. There, yeah, involved, yeah. So all the things that he mentioned here are actually mitzvahs say in the Torah. Okay, so he mentioned something about Ava, right? Was that Ava? So Ava in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah hey, I believe. Ava is mitzvah gimel. We should see ba'ahavasoi yis'aleh. We have to love Hashem. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah to eat matzah, and there's a whole Masechta Pesachim about it. And people learn that Masechta, B'iyun. Right? There's also a mitzvah to bring karbonos, and people learn Zvachim. There's a mitzvah to do Yibum, and people learn Masechta Yivamos. But one of the 613 mitzvahs is to have Avas Hashem. And did you ever hear anyone learning the mitzvah, the sugya of Avas Hashem, B'iyun, for Seder? Not really. Okay, there's a mitzvah Ava. What else? Yira. So there's a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Which mitzvah in the Rambam is that? Mitzvah Dalet. L'ham and Yira Asay. Mimenu. Did you ever hear anyone learning to give Yiras for Seder? No. There's a mitzvah of Dveikus. Well, that's one of these mitzvahs here. But these are things who should sivanu lehischaber b'tamid because that's how you mekayim voice sidbak. It's also give out voice sidbak. So zokta Sharm, I never found people really spending time into these sugyas. V'loy mipnei. And the reason is not because ain't dvarim ikram that's not important. Kim tishalayim kol echad yomesh is awake a gadol. No, adrab. If you ask the people, they'll tell you for sure that it's very important. No, they're going to tell you it's not important. Adrab, they're going to tell you it's very important. Mishali yidum chacham, mishiyah chacham be'emesh, shali yisbaru es kol dvarim. Not only that, you can't even consider chacham without knowledge in this area. Achma shali yarbulayin. So why don't they spend time on it? It's important, and it's a mitzvah, and they use their craft to ma'ayin and to mitzvahs. So why not this? What's the pshat?
Not really a question on them. It's the way Shas is set up. There isn't much of that.
Oh, yeah.
In England, there's not much.
Who?
Any there? Saying this, it's hard to mine into it. I'll go for you saying. So, I hear what you're saying. Ach mashal yarbul ayin alav who be pray roiv pirsam advarm upshitusam etzom shlo ye roil and tsurach lo yitzi bi yunam of marav. It's because they think it's obvious. They think they know it already. So therefore, only people that kind of are not as intelligent end up learning it. Those are the people you see working on these things. And it comes out that if you see someone working on mitzvah of Ava, you assume he's a fool. That's the point, Zuktim. It's because, not because it's not important and not because it's not there, it's because people assume that they know it already. V'ulam told us Amina Gazette, but because of this, it's very bad. For Chachamim and Nachachamim. Because what happens is, Yakar now no one knows, now, because of that, no one knows what it means to have Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Dveikus in Hashem. And Mamela, no one has it. Chachamim, the Chachamim now don't have Yerushalayim because they never spent time studying it. And the not Chachamim don't have it because they can't have it because they are limited by their capability to understand the Amkus of it in the first place. Actually, Damu Bnei Adam. So what happens is people think it's not a sikhli avoida, and therefore they make stuff up because it's assumed to not be sikhli. It's assumed that there's no sugya here, there's no kashas, and there's no terutzim, and there's no mahalach. So what is it? Feel good. But that's what Colin was saying. There's no swerve. I mean, how say how good.
Well, he's going to say that there is. He's going to find sources and stuff. But the point is, I hear your point. Like, let's say a guy said, you know what? I want to learn Avos Hashem for Seder. Like, what would he do with Maisa?
We call it Mussolini.
Huh? So, Lamaisa, that now what happens is that people did not use the intellectual mahalach to try to understand these mitzvahs. Because they assume that they know it already, so therefore they don't bother trying to figure it out. And Mamela, let's assume that no one ever learned Masechtas Pesachim, right? Or even better yet, let's assume that no one learned Masechtas Sukkah. And you would tell people, you know, so now what would everyone's sukkahs look like? It would resemble a sukkah, but I'm saying it wouldn't be what a sukkah is supposed to look like. It would look weird. It would end up being something totally different. Because the Rabbanim never learned it, Tzvi Chacham never learned it, no one really knows how to answer your questions, so you just make stuff up. And basically, the sukkah is just, right?
Awesome.
So that is what our Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem looks like. Everyone's just making it up as we go along. No one spent time learning through what does it mean? How do you get to Avos Hashem? How do you get to it? What is it? What goes into it? What doesn't go into it? So what happens? Oh, I'll tell you what it is. You have to go into tefillos of Kerach, v'sheleg. You have to fast all day and say, if you're doing that,
For hour or for your
for Chassidus, for Chassidus.
Oh.
V'chassidus amiti and but what's really pleasant and beautiful and closeness to Hashem, rochok mitzir sechlin, no one has any clue how to do it. Because no one ever learned to sub you. So this is a new knach, very different than Rabbi Salanter's knach. Rabbi Salanter's knach was that the point importance of learning Musar is not for the intellectual part. The part of learning Musar is to make what we know intellectual to become emotional. What you know, You have to put it into your heart. So Shom is not saying that. So Shom is saying is that the purpose of my sefer is to bring out that you don't know the first thing about this. And this chidushim I'm going to tell you, there's things that you're not aware of. And because you're not aware of them, and because you're going to find out a lot of new things in this by learning the sefer. I told you there's no chidushim at all. It's not going to sound like chidushim at first. To delve into it more to understand it, because you only see it once. I'm not sure why. Just now it's like a struggle steer already. Because like at this point, I feel like he's saying like
The whole thing is conditioned. We just finished saying that
maybe
verse.
he's saying like I'm making a condition for the people, but it's not really a condition. It's not my condition. It's all stuff that's once you see it, maybe you'll I'm not sure. It's a little steer now, because now he's busy telling you no one ever looked at sugi before. So why is everyone thinking it's not?
Right.
Tesis is the sugi that I'm talking about is not a chiddush, but the way I'm going to talk about it is going to be a chiddush. Something you're not paying attention to, you're not going to focus on. So you have the klal, but you won't have the pratim. So Mela, so he explains here. So basically, you may end up with something similar, but you're not going to have the pratim of it. You're only going to have the klal of it. And it's a pellet because we are all satisfied. We would not none of us would be satisfied buying tefillin from a sofer that says, "I learned the Shulchan, but I never learned the Mishnah Berurah." I got the basic gist of the halachas. I got the gist. I understand what tefillin is. It's black boxes. It's four in one, four separate. I got everything. But I can write tefillin, I can read the Shulchan Aruch straight. I never learned the Mishnah Berurah, and there's a Kalim, no Ganavram, Taz, Vilna Goyim, but I understand. I know what tefillin is. You tell me I don't know what tefillin is. So I don't think any of us would buy tefillin from that guy, right? So why are we satisfied with the most fundamental parts of Yiddishkeit, which is Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikus Hashem, on that type of mahalach? Yeah, it's supposed to be something around look like this kind of thing, but we don't really know, and you're gonna end up making mistakes up there. Okay, so he's still motivating us to learn the sefer. In the meanwhile, so far it's going pretty good. So let's see what happens. Okay,
What is the
Shkoyach, Shkoyach. Is that Dr. Zemel?